Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
So, Garrett, with the cinemas closed at the moment, it's really been a time for streaming services to fill that gap. And boy, have they been filling it. You have some numbers for us today.
Yeah, there was interesting numbers that came out during the week on this forecast that was sort of predicting where the subscriber numbers would end up by 2025. And Disney Plus have exceeded all expectations, really, in terms of the numbers. They reckon that 194 million subscribers worldwide will be hit by 2025, which is an extraordinary number,
sure,
considering, yeah, how long the service has been out. I mean, it's estimated that that number is going to come actually from the US and from India, where this service has kind of been bundled with other deals. The other streamers are doing pretty well as well. I mean, Netflix, they're expected to reach a total subscriber base of 274 million. Amazon 167, HBO Max, which is a new one that has come out, 28.5 million, and Apple TV, which people will be familiar with as well, 13.4. So that's a
quite
lot
something.
Of, yeah, that's a lot of people spending a lot of money monthly on these streaming services. And of course, the big worry, I suppose, is how much is that going to affect, you know, attendances at cinemas when we get back to that world again.
I, for one, hopefully can't wait to go to the cinema again. I can't wait for the big screen. So I will be there. I think many will too. I think we're all missing the cinema hugely. Looking forward to being back there soon, I hope. Now, we've some interesting news here in that we've already had the remake of Hitchcock's Rebecca. Are they looking at Dilemma for Murder again, Garrett?
Yeah, they are. This time as a limited series. And Alicia Vikander has been eyed up to star in it, which would be her sort of first sort of debut as a series regular on a US television show. So the original story revolves around a man who learns that his wife's having an affair. He decides he's going to murder her, blackmailing an ex-con to do the deed, both for revenge and to ensure that the money he'll collect from her life insurance will continue to fund his sort of comfortable lifestyle. It was a 1952 play, and then it obviously became the Alfred Hitchcock movie in 1954, and Grace Kelly starred in that. There was kind of a modern reimagining of it as well back in 98 in a movie called A Perfect Murder, which had Michael Douglas and Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's right.
Viggo Mortensen starring in it. So we've seen it on screen, but yeah, as a limited series, you could totally see it working, and it's kind of been shopped around at the moment to the various different networks, but no doubt it'll be snapped up, particularly with Vikander in the role
exactly.
as well.
All right. Now, you have news of director Lynn Ramsey.
Lynn Ramsey, so people will know her work. We need to talk about Kevin. You Were Never Really Here. She's sort of continuing her run of films with long titles, let's just say. The title of this one, The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon. And this is based on a Stephen King book from 1999. Now, the story follows a 12-year-old, Tricia, who strays from the path while she and her recently divorced mother and brother take a hike along a branch of the Appalachian Trail. And basically, while she's there, she has a sort of radio for comfort. She also sort of fantasizes that she'll be saved by the relief pitcher of the Boston Red Sox, whose name is Tom Gordon. That's where the title comes from. So, yeah, it sounds like a good project.
Always an interesting director, yeah.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah, and the shooting for that is expected to begin next year.
Okay, meanwhile, Judd Apatow is working on a comedy.
He's working on a comedy, and he's working with Netflix, actually, for the first time ever. He's actually done all his movies with Universal Pictures, so people were a bit surprised to see this. And in true Apatow fashion, he's going to be directing, producing, and co-writing. And this film follows a group of actors and actresses stuck inside a pandemic bubble at a hotel.
They're
attempting to complete a film. And this has happened, of course. You know, it happened and here on the Ridley Scott movie where the cast and crew stayed in a hotel, and it happened in Jurassic World. And so obviously there's been a bit of inspiration that has come from that. I think there's an opportunity as well that they're going to attract an all-star ensemble cast for it.
It was only a matter of time for that kind of a story.
Absolutely. And he's had a big success actually recently with The King of Staten Island.
Yes.
In terms of it online. We were talking about online success stories. That was a movie that was released solely online and it did really, really well. So they're sort of prepping it actually for the awards that are coming up as well. So there we go. That's Apatow's next move.
Okay. Now, you often give us or bring us news regarding screen adaptations of books. This is the other way around, a film to a book. I'm intrigued.
It's really intriguing to see it go in this direction. And it's Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, of course it is.
And his Oscar-nominated film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, has been turned into a novel under a book deal that he's signed with publisher HarperCollins. So he's got a two-book deal. One of them is for the retelling, I suppose. It's not going to be a straight retelling of the movie. They are going to feature the TV actor Rick Dalton and the stunt double Cliff Booth. This was the role that Brad Pitt won his Oscar for. They're going to feature in it, but I think it's going to move around, fast forward and go back in time in their lives, because they were intriguing characters.
Oh, yeah.
You could definitely see where it could be taken. The other book that he's going to do is a non-fiction novel titled Cinema Speculation, and this book will be a sort of deep dive into 1970s cinema, and it'll feature essays, reviews and personal writings from the director. And he is such a knowledgeable force when it comes to screen history.
Very interesting indeed. Now, what trailer should we check out this week, Gart?
Pieces of a Woman is the title of the movie. Really good cast. Vanessa Kirby, Ellen Bernstein, Molly Parker, Shia LaBeouf. So this movie is about a couple, a Boston couple. They're on the verge of parenthood and their lives change forever, really, when a home birth ends up in an unimaginable tragedy. And this begins a sort of year-long odyssey where they try to navigate the grief while working through their relationship. And it's got great reviews so far. It's going to be in limited cinema release at the end of December, but it is coming to Netflix on the 7th of January. The trailer was released. Check out the trailer for Pieces of a Woman.
Yeah, Vanessa Kirby looking particularly good in that. Let's come to new releases. Dolly Parton can do no wrong at the moment, and our first release features original songs by Dolly.
It does. It's called Christmas on the Square. So this is about a rich and nasty woman. Regina returns to her small hometown after her father's death to evict everyone and sell the land to a mall developer right before Christmas. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, I don't know.
But listening to the stories of the local town folk, reconnecting with an old love and accepting the guidance of an actual angel, Regina starts to have a change of heart. There's 14 original songs and music in there by Dolly Parton, so fans will be flocking to see that once that comes out on Netflix. Yeah, on Disney Plus, for the kids, there's Lego Star Wars Holiday Special. Well, not just for the kids. I think there might be a few adults who might dip in. It looks very funny, actually. So that's out as well. And then Ron Howard has a new movie that's coming to Netflix next Tuesday as well. Hillbilly Elegy.
Yeah.
And this is about a Yale law student drawn back to his hometown, grapples with his family history, Appalachian values and the American dream. Amy Adams and Glenn Close star in this. And as I said, it's out on Tuesday.
Yeah, again, a lot of
Netflix.
Hype about their performances already.
Yes,
okay,
a lot.
Okay, that's Hillbilly Elegy.
So we'll probably see that in the awards mentioning as well.
I think so.
Definitely.
What TV movie are you recommending for us, Garrett?
It's a really good movie. It's a Ridley Scott movie. It's The Martian. It stars, it's a really good cast. It's Matt Damon,
yes.
mostly through the movie.
Yeah.
But Jessica Chastain is in it as well, Tuatil Ejiofor as well. But this is about a man who's left behind on Mars and he has to find and overcome different challenges, basically, to contact Earth and arrange his rescue. Good movie. It's on Channel 4 tonight. At 8:45.
Wasn't that the one where Matt Damon, in an extraordinary way, got the Golden Globe for best performance in a comedy drama or something?
Comedy
or musical or something, yeah.
That's right. And everyone found that funny. But I think, do you know what? People really like this movie.
Yeah.
If you've not seen it, it is worth checking out. And it's not a comedy.
Okay. Gareth, thanks very much indeed. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Aideen.